Tomorrow, a local nonprofit called One Community will host a new fundraising event called Arkansas Fest in Fayetteville. Diana Gonzalez-Worthen is co-founder of One Community and co-chair of Arkansas.
Arkansas Fest is an eclectic art and music festival to raise money for scholarships and to inspire community leaders. And so it's going to really help. This will be our first fundraiser, and we invite the whole public to come out, have fun at George's there on Dixon Street. And we look forward to seeing anyone that wants to come out. It'll be our little celebration there, and look forward to it.
One Community was founded in the fall of 2009, and Worthen says the organization basically encompasses the work that she and Al Papa Rap Lopez have been doing in the area for about 15 years.
Really helping within the school system, helping to build bridges between our new immigrant families that have moved into the area, and between school and community. And anyway, it's just been it's been a work in progress. We've been able to get some programs started within the schools, and so as we have done so, we've also been asked in other places, in other schools, and across the state. Well, you know, we could use something like that over here, and we could use something like that. You know, so it just really helped us to see the need for increasing some of these programs that engage parents in school, helping to build our next community leaders, you know, within our students. At the same time, seeing the assets and the gifts that our families bring to our area, and the rich diversity of our area in the state.
The day-long festival will be broken into two parts. From 2 to 6 Saturday afternoon, admission is free, and guests can visit booths outside of George's Majestic Lounge that feature more than 20 organizations, most of which are nonprofits.
People can learn about the different resources in the community that are available. Many of them will have multilingual brochures and so forth, so that we can reach all the population. And there'll be a children's area where children can, see Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy, and they can see Bubbleen the Clown, and they can be in a big jumping machine, and there'll be popcorn and arts and crafts and things like that for the kids. And then we'll also have some performances outdoors from 2 to 6 as well, Marshallese dancers and St. James Church Steppers, and mimes. They have a little mime show as well. The En Fuego Zumba Ladies, and we'll have Miami Stream. They'll be doing a show as well. The mayor's going to be given a proclamation for Arkansas Fest at 2 o'clock, starting at the festival. And then DJ Torres and Papa Rap will have a little kid show ongoing throughout that 2 to 6 period of time.
At 6, the festivities will move inside of George's. There is a $10 donation at the door, and guests will be able to listen to 6 different bands who will be performing until 2 a.m. There will also be a salsa dance competition.
$20 per couple to enter, and we'll give first, second, and third place awards. And some of the bands that you'll get to hear are Club Miami Sound with DJ Z. You'll have Black Pearl, O.C. Fisher with Soulful Sound. You're going to have Gaia Soul, Insomnio. There'll also be adult karaoke. You'll have the Arkansas Band. And then you're going to have multiple DJs that some people may have heard or may not. La Maga, El Sherife, El Travieso, and of course DJ Z. And so it should be a lot of fun. And for the salsa dance contest, by the way, right before the salsa dance contest, there'll be salsa dance lessons. So it doesn't matter if you don't know how to dance salsa. You'll learn a few steps beforehand, and then if you're bold enough, you can go and enter the salsa dance contest.
Arkansalsa Fest will take place from 2 p.m. Saturday until 2 a.m. Sunday at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Proceeds will help benefit scholarships and One Community programs. More information is available at onecommunityar.org.